This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Susan Hassig joins us now, our friend, associate professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's a little early, but I'm good.
Early for who?
For me. I'm ready. I know you're up with the birds.
I'm ready for lunch.
I'm not.
Let me tell you something. I was off yesterday. Didn't know what to do with myself. I was texting Jordan, and I thought it was like 1:30 in the afternoon. I looked at the clock. It was 8 o'clock. I didn't realize that. So let's talk about vaccines, because I got my COVID the other day. I got my flu the other day. I think I got tetanus. I think that's told me that she told me my friend Shanika at CVS told me that's all I needed. And here's my thing. You know, again, I was talking earlier about critically thinking, doing your own thinking. Don't let anybody guide you or lead you or anything else. And I guess you can make a case for that when it comes to public health officials. But I don't know how we got to where we are with vaccinations, especially because I would always say, doctor, you know, when you and I talked about vaccines, I would say, well, you know, I'll bet if it was back in the days of polio and people were talking about the polio vaccine, there would be no pushback. And then sure as hell, now we have RFK Jr. as the health secretary that has questioned the polio vaccine. And I don't understand what's going on. Thoughts? Jump in where you feel comfortable.
Well, there has been vaccine pushback since there have been vaccines, because people are always concerned about new developments and everything else. But we have demonstrated proof of how useful vaccines individually and collectively have been for us in the almost 75 years since they first emerged in a big way. They have saved hundreds of thousands, if not millions of lives, and reduced disease burdens in, you know, far more people than that because of their protective effects. And for me, it's one of the most frustrating outcomes of, I guess, the ability for anyone with any kind of opinion to get that out and push it forward through things like social media and 24/7 multi-channel news platforms to anyone who cares to pay attention to it, and they don't appear to have any way to get solid counter information that can clarify the matter for them. And it's been an ongoing battle. It's only gotten worse in the last 20 years.
But when you see somebody like Ralph Abraham, Louisiana Surgeon General, because people are going to say, okay, well, he's a doctor, he knows this, he knows that. But I presume that in your training, you've been to medical school or have been in labs with people that have some kind of wacky beliefs. Yes or no?
Oh, yes. I mean, and you have to recognize that a clinician that was trained when Dr. Abrams was trained didn't get a lot of public health incorporated into their training. It was a far different set of criteria for training physicians when he went through that process. And nowadays, new doctors get more preventative information because we've learned that it's far better to prevent conditions than to try and treat them with very expensive pharmaceuticals and medical intervention processes and strategies. No one would have heart disease or cancer now if they didn't live long enough to have those conditions, because they would have died of infectious diseases that we now prevent by vaccines.
Looking at a story here. I'm sorry, Louisiana's top public health physician appears to have misrepresented his credentials, claiming in multiple state communications he's family medicine physician despite not being listed as board certified. So you got to do your research and see who's saying what, who's doing this, who's doing that. I think, Dr. Hasek, this is all a result of COVID, because I think people got angry at COVID. I don't know if it was mismanaged or not. I honestly don't. I do know I remember driving around, seeing everything shut down, thinking this is going to cost a whole lot of money, and somebody's going to have to pay for this one day, and ultimately, I guess we are. Knowing now what we know then, and of course, we didn't know then what we know now, could COVID have been handled better? And do you think a lot—let me take a break here for traffic, and you can answer when we come back. And do you think the pushback that's happening against vaccines is some kind of misdirected anger over the handling of COVID, or just the fact that COVID existed and the shutdown happened and all of this? 651, more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 650, 73 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Susan Hasek about Louisiana Department of Health ending all vaccine events and instructing staff not to encourage immunization. She's the associate professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. Doctor, let me table my questions and get to a text here. We have no problem with vaccines. It's RNA that we are problem with. I don't know that people really know what RNA is, but go ahead. Thoughts on that?
Well, I think that, you know, any new technology in the medical field is something that we should pay attention to and monitor very carefully. We have found no serious consequences of the mRNA vaccines as they have been rolled out for COVID and are being used for the development of vaccines against other types of problems in infectious disease. Any product that comes out of development continues to be monitored by the NIH as it's released and utilized, looking for adverse effects, whether it's any kind of pill that you take for, you know, diabetes or weight loss or whatever the case may be. They do the same thing for vaccines. And we have seen no evidence, actual evidence, of serious consequences of the mRNA vaccines that any more than we've seen with any other pharmaceutical that is still currently in use in all sorts of areas.
Doctor, 1 minute left. Let me get to this real quick, and that is, I got my vaccine. So long as they're available, why should I care if anybody else gets vaccinated or not? Because the way I feel, it's like, okay, you know, let's let evolution take its course. I'm going to get vaccinated, but is that not enough?
Well, I think we need to recognize that we are not islands, that we live in communities. And the fact that not all members of the community have equal access to traditional medical care options needs to be recognized. And that's one of the things I find so appalling about this stand. Not everyone has a primary care physician. Not everyone has a regular care provider. Not everyone has health care insurance that makes those vaccines readily available to them. And the elimination of mass vaccination events where anyone can come up and get access to potentially life-saving medical services is just, to me, an abrogation of their responsibility and their role.